has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness that I live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike DeBusky. A lockdown in place as an active shooter incident played out today at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The Army says now one person is in custody and multiple people are wounded, though at this time we don't know how many. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon says Fort Stewart is the largest Army post east of the Mississippi River.
I should point out that Fort Stewart is a very large base. It's a very important base for the Army. It's home to the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, which is one of its larger armored units. So there's a lot of training that goes on there as well. There's also some attached airfields where some training goes on, and it's close to Savannah, Georgia.
Governor Brian Kemp, in a post on social media, says he's in close contact with law enforcement on the ground and that he's keeping the victims in our hearts and prayers. Authorities say 3 local schools have also been placed on a soft lockdown out of an abundance of caution. This is ABC News. More than a month after flash flooding devastated parts of Texas Hill Country, we're hearing 911 calls from that day.
The terror of the July 4th flash floods comes into sharp focus in recordings of 911 calls ABC News has obtained through Freedom of Information requests.
Gillespie County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
I need somebody to take me seriously.
In the chaos of the rising rivers came desperate calls for help.
I have 2 missing people that were swept away in their airstream.
The flood killed at least 135 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. 3 victims are still missing. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
ESPN is striking a major deal with the NFL Network. Under the new agreement, which still needs regulatory approval, the sports broadcaster gets the rights to distribute the popular Red Zone channel, among other things. ESPN is owned by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. A suspect now identified as a former police officer in a record-breaking sports memorabilia heist. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedo tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly 3 decades. Alexandria Bowley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As the warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Currently, it's 79.
On WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, excited to send out a little message to all of our runners listening to the show today. If you are going to participate in the Bellin Women's Half Marathon in October, I'm going to be there at the start line cheering you on, and then at the finish line announcing your name as you cross that finish line. And I'm going to be cheering extra hard because, believe me, I've destroyed my knee. So even if I wanted to run, which I don't, I couldn't, but I'm going to be cheering you on extra loud.
Your Venus, I'm your fire and your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. News and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day, love is forgotten. I'll go on as best I can. Say goodbye to
News and Timeless Hits. It's WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I have lived in Green Bay, I was just doing this math, since 2008, which does not even seem possible. I grew up in Ohio. Then a few years ago, I married my best friend from college, who also is, well, I was going to say from Ohio. He still lives there. Weird, I know. We haven't merged households just yet. But he's at a tax conference. He works with sales tax, and I don't know. I know he does something with that, but I don't know exactly what. But he's at a tax conference in Minneapolis, and they kind of hop around from different states and locations, but people from all over the country and the different tax departments come to these conventions. And he's like, you know, they say Minnesota nice, but it's different. Green Bay nice is just, Green Bay is the nicest. And I'm like, well, thank you, honey. This I know. I've lived here since 2008.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, my love.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Something about the songs from decades and decades ago that just still put a smile on your face. And we also promise you to keep you updated on all the local news. Another local news update coming your way in less than 5 minutes.
Thank you.
WGBW, just working my way back to you. And if you're working hard today, maybe you're retired, maybe you're just on a vacation day. Whatever you're doing today, thank you so much for spending it with us on 97.9 FM. All the timeless hits, they're going to continue. And let's get you a local news update right now from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The city of Green Bay will close portions of Cherry Street starting next Monday, and the closure will last for about 3 weeks. It's for a big plan called the Downtown Interceptors Renewal Project, which aims to replace pipes that date back to the 1930s deep underground. In total, the project will rehabilitate about 13,000 feet of sewer, and it'll cost around $29 million to do it. The project is expected to wrap up in late 2026. More and more sheriff's offices across Wisconsin are making deals with ICE. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program, while 7 more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least 3 sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them.
Almost all of the 13 sheriffs are in northeastern or central Wisconsin. The Brown County Sheriff has had an agreement since 2020, but Kewaunee County signed its agreement in June. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rillo. Right now, 81 degrees.
The first preseason game of the season coming up on Saturday. The Jets will be coming to Lambeau, and so football is back, baby, and you know I love it. A little bit of a... Actually, I don't even know what to think about this, but a little switcheroo for TV viewing for the NFL. I'll tell you what I know coming up in less than 10.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
WGBW. Football season, well, at least we are one step closer to the regular season because preseason action happens this weekend. It kicks off the Jets coming to Lambeau on Saturday and a big, big merger deal happening last night. I don't know if you heard this news. The NFL and ESPN have reached some sort of media deal where ESPN is going to acquire the NFL Network and several other assets owned by the league. And then ESPN will also get certain rights to things like the Red Zone channel, but the NFL will retain the ownership of it. I don't really know what that means for us as viewers. We're lucky that we get the Packer games locally, but when it comes to watching all the other games, I feel like I'm 100 sometimes. Like, how does this technology work? Because you don't know where to find the games. Is it on the NFL Network? Is it on Prime? Is it, remember, the Netflix games around Christmas time? So I feel like I need a map and a chart to figure out where to watch what I'm watching, but we'll find out
more. Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Looking out the window, imagining the world as love.
local news and timeless hits on WTBW. Looking at the forecast, it looks like it's going to be decent weather for the farmer's market. Although, I honestly can't remember the last time that it rained in Green Bay. My flowers in my garden are looking like it. I've tried to stay ahead on the watering, but it's like, I could use some good rain from Mother Nature. Although I don't want it to happen this afternoon. So if we get a raindrop, you're going to know that I did that. I jinxed us. But I think that's going to hold off. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
Glory years of music, 97.9 WGBW.
Just be sure you count on me, and when the To the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me
you're all in all. And now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love
Sunny. Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dabusky. Five